after the World Cup is over.
It does not.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not trying to be annoying about this, because like any complicated project you kind of poke at, but if somebody's saying, I have a very serious climate analysis, and they put in there that like the carbon is going to be stored in the turf, uh-huh. It's a sign that something is not right. Because nobody, no self-respecting professional would say that.
So those are the first two red flags that Danny sees, right? The undercounting of the carbon associated with the stadiums and the claim that the grass that they're growing for the soccer pitches is going to store carbon. Then we get to perhaps the biggest red flag for Danny, the actual carbon offsets that the organizers of the World Cup are purchasing to offset their emissions.